Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening
of another show. Well, I usually end with the notable deaths of the week. Well, not this time. Like Stephen Sondheim in the world of musicals, there was Tom Stoppard in the world of, well, everything else. The Czech-born English playwright gave us verbal pyrotechnics with incredible cleverness, philosophical probing, heartache, lust, in works that won accolades and awards on both sides of the Atlantic. Tom Stoppard died at his home in Dorset, England. He was 88. Few writers for stage or film, I might say, did I mention that he won the Oscar for Shakespeare in Love, have exhibited the rhetorical dazzle of Stoppard. Beginning in 1966 with his witty twist on Hamlet, called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, which my father took me to as a little girl. It may have been my first Broadway show. And there were so many others. The Real Thing, Arcadia, The Coast of Utopia. That was actually three plays, and I went to every one at Lincoln Center. I even saw Dirty Laundry, a short, hilarious play in London that I don't think ever came to America. Well, it's never too late. You want a great biography? Tom Stoppard, A Life by Hermione Lee, was almost 1,000 pages long. I loved every one. In fact, I recall speaking here about some nuggets I'd learned each week about this irreplaceable talent. The Broadway actress Betsy Adams started his last play on Broadway, Leopoldstadt. She told me, doing a play written by Tom Stoppard was a dream. Stoppard is one of the most charming and brilliant men I have ever met. I don't know how much longer he'll be with us, but his work will always be. Well, she was right on that one. So here we are in December, one big holiday gone, a few more to go. It's traditionally the most popular time for New York theaters. $40 million was spent just last week as some 297,000 folks trekked to a Broadway show. As for how those shows are doing, well, the list is not so unusual, except that Harry Potter, as I reported last week, has suddenly leaped to the top of the list due to the return of Tom Felton. Anyway, it joins Hamilton, Aladdin, Lion King, and so on. Family-friendly shows obviously get the biggest holiday boost. Average ticket price is about $139, unless you want to see Tom Hanks in person, and you can quadruple that. And the hottest new old show remains Ragtime at Lincoln Center. It's been extended, well, forever. I finally get to see it when I return to the Big Apple in a few weeks. Some shows got a boost from the Thanksgiving Day parade, most notably that one, and Just in Time. As a reminder now, Art, Waiting for Godot, Queen of Versailles, Beetlejuice, Mamma Mia, and Operation Mincemeat are either closing soon or may have even closed already. Chess, open to mixed reviews, but is apparently selling very well. And investors already feel hopeful that critics be damned. Audiences want their Lea Michele. As I said here, the updated script by Danny Strong makes it feel more contemporary somehow. And the three lead performances are really top-notch. Now, one of the hottest ones coming, though it's arguable whether it really qualifies as actual theater, is All Out, comedy about ambition. These are stories by Simon Rich about ego, envy, greed, and so on. I think I've mentioned this one before. The world premiere with direction by Tony Award winner Alex Timbers will feature a rotating cast of four actors for 12 weeks with original music performed by pop band Lawrence. This is a sequel to All In, stories about love, in which a who's who of comic stars took turns performing. This will be a tough ticket, I warn you. And just announced, yet another version of Death of a Salesman is coming in March, I believe. This one to star Nathan Lane and Laurie Metcalf. The last was the all-black version with Wendell Pierce, which was brilliant, by the way. Arthur Miller's work certainly never gets old. Off-Broadway, the show I reported about here called American Soldier has officially opened. This is a touching one-man piece that celebrates our true heroes. Performer, playwright Douglas Turrell has done this one all over the country, including three times at Kennedy Center. Well, what used to be Kennedy Center. American Soldier is at the ART theaters. And Taylene Monahan's Meet the Cartosians has extended off-Broadway. The second stage's production, directed by Tony winner David Cromer, will now run through December 14th at Pershing Square Signature Center. Part historical drama, part satire, the play follows two sets of Armenian Americans. One man fighting for legal recognition in the 1920s, while a century later, his descendant fights for followers and descendants. Anyway, sounds very, very topical. And the New York Theater Workshop has Matthew Broderick. Yep, that Matthew Broderick in Molière's Tartuffe, called an iconoclastic comedy. That production actually began at the La Jolla Playhouse. Speaking of which, I do remain on the West Coast a few more weeks. The big news this week out here, besides local Malibu resident Dick Van Dyke turning 100, was the rare sighting of our beach town's 91-year-old Shirley MacLaine, enjoying her nightly cocktail at a local cafe. The photograph was less than flattering, to say the least, but Shirley MacLaine has never been one to care about such things. She had recently discussed her long career. Yes, there was the Oscar, finally, for Terms of Endearment, and so many nominations and great films. But what she most mentioned was her miraculous discovery on a Broadway stage. She was an understudy and performed one night in the Pajama Game when there happened to be a film producer in the audience. Yep, one of those stories. She has said it was dancing that kept her alive and healthy all these years. That reminded me of the story of pals Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte serving as young janitors of sorts at a tiny New York theater with big, seemingly impossible dreams of their own. And one night, Harry couldn't go on in a show, so understudy Sidney took his place. Yep, a Hollywood executive happened to be there. Sidney was off and running. Harry did okay, too. Turned out he could sing a little. Finally, speaking of singing, if you go to your local cinema, you will be able to see Merrily We Roll Along. That's the show that won Tonys for Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe. Written by, yep, the name that opened this report, Stephen Sondheim. Anyway, I hope you stay busy, healthy, happy through this holiday month, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.